Duty to God with Dad by Paul Vandenberg, Church Magazines. Need help with duty to God? It's close to home. After learning about the new Fulfilling My Duty to God booklet in a fireside last year, Alex Miller, Deacon's Quorum President of a ward in the Vancouver, British Columbia stake, was eager to get started. He and his father set up a schedule to meet each Sunday to work on a section of the booklet together. "My dad and I, every week, sit down and look through a section of the book," says Alex. "We start with a prayer, and then we learn the stuff and read the scriptures. We answer the questions in the section and then write down how we can implement what we've learned." Alex often shares with his mother what he and his father are working on. "I talked with my mom about the sacrament and the meaning of the sacrament prayers and wrote down some ideas about how I, as a deacon, could help make the sacrament more meaningful for her." After only a few weeks of these Duty to God with Dad meetings, Alex noticed it was making a difference in his life. "It makes me feel really good," he says. Sitting down with his father is not always the first thing Alex wants to do on a Sunday afternoon, but once we start learning and reading together, "I'm a lot happier, and I feel better about doing it." Alex has set new goals and is gaining a greater understanding of the gospel as he studies and learns with his father. One of the sections in Fulfilling My Duty to God suggested we study 5 topics in For the Strength of Youth and then write down a goal for each one so that you can do better, explains Alex. "I chose honesty. So one of my goals was to let my parents know when I do something wrong instead of just keeping it to myself." Another topic Alex chose was education. "My goal was to go an entire month in school with no messing around in class and finishing all my work so I wouldn't have any homework. It's going pretty well, and now I have a lot of extra time." Now Alex is encouraging all the deacons in his quorum to work on fulfilling their duty to God. And he offers the same advice to any other young men who are thinking about opening their booklets and getting down to work. "Just do it," he says. "If you can't seem to get started on your own, do it like I do and ask your dad to do it with you." Sidebar: A force for good. God has given you His power to do great things. As you fulfill your duty to God, you will strengthen and bless your family. This is your greatest priesthood duty. As you fulfill your duty to God, you will be a force for good at all times and in every circumstance. Your righteous example and your faithful priesthood service will be a powerful way to invite all who know you to come unto Christ. In their most critical time, the Nephites looked to a young man, Mormon, for leadership and inspiration. See Mormon chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Today we look to you to be a great strength to the church and a force for good on the earth. This is what the Lord expects. David L. Beck, Young Men General President, The Magnificent Aaronic Priesthood, Ensign, May 2010, page 55. End of the article, Duty to God with Dad, by Paul Vandenberg.